Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bart Vanderstocht, the Managing Director of Unilin's Technology Division. Bart, how you doing?
Doing very well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Caught up with you in Belgium. That's where you're based. You've got some big news today. Unilin has prevailed in its ITC case related to three patents. This has been going on for over a year. We'll get to that in just a minute. I'd like to talk a little bit about your background first. As I mentioned, you're Managing Director of Unilin's Technology Division. After you finished school, you got a law degree and joined Unilin about a year before Mohawk bought Unilin. You know, Mohawk bought Unilin from the DeCock family in 2005 for $2.6 billion, and you joined about a year before. So this has been primarily your career, right?
That's correct, Kemp. I joined the company in 2004. I started with a role in legal. I then had roles in sales. Mm-hmm. And then I believe in 2007, 2008, or 2009, I became responsible for the IP business within the group.
Yeah.
You can say that I have been around for a while.
So how are you doing? I guess are you social distancing? Are you working at home? Tell us how you're making it through this virus situation.
Yeah, it's been a very special situation. I still remember that we were all in Las Vegas a few months ago talking about the virus in China.
Right.
None of us, or at least I, was not realizing what was coming at us. So yeah. We have been doing home office for a month or two, but we're now back in our offices, taking all the social distance and other special measures, taking into account, I think this period shows us all how much we like to work and miss our colleagues. We've all learned how to work with Zoom and Teams and all the video calls. It was all fun, but it's clear that we're all social human beings and that we're all very happy to go back to the office and do our work together with our colleagues.
Yeah, Bart, I shook your hand at Domatex Germany in the Fair Hall last January, and I hope to do the same thing this coming January.
Absolutely.
Let's get into this. This is big news for you guys. I know this has been going on for a while. We actually ran a story on this back in March of 19. So just a little bit of background. There were 45 companies that were infringing on three patents that Unilin owns. Generally, in patent language, they use the last three letters. So it's the 460, the 655, and the 490 patent. And those are all three related to click systems, aren't they?
Correct. There are three patents that, in essence, relate to clickable plastic-based flooring panels.
Okay.
So it could be flex LVT, it could be PVC with foam cores, could be rigid, but all with a locking system.
And so there were 45 companies named in this that were infringing on these three patents. Is that right?
Well, yeah. We filed this case March of last year because we were confronted with several companies which, in our opinion, were using our patented technologies without our consent. So we started this case against those companies, however, not only with the goal to have an order against such companies, but more importantly, to obtain what they call a general exclusion order on these patents.
Tell us what that means.
Such a general exclusion order, that means that U.S. Customs will stop the entry of every product that falls under these Unilin patents if they are not authorized by us to use those patents. It means that not only the products of the companies that were a party in the case, that were named in that case, but products of all companies that want to import these patent-protected products into the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that's, in fact, done in coordination with U.S. Customs. So we have experience in this from our previous ITC case victory. What happens then is that after you get such a general exclusion order, that we will meet these customs officers in the different states, we give presentations to them, and we will train them how they can identify products which are falling under these specific patents, and also how they can identify licensed manufacturers versus unlicensed manufacturers.
As you said, this precedence here, you had another one of these general exclusion orders in 2007, right?
Yes, that's correct. And then we had the experience of meeting and training all of the customs officers, and we learned how important it is to give them clear guidelines and to help them in this whole process. And that's when we developed what we call the L2C label system. Mm-hmm. So L2C stands for license to click. What is that? Well, there are unique holographic labels which we supply to our licensees. And we ask the licensees to put such a unique holographic label on their box. And this helps U.S. customs officers to see whether such a product is licensed or not. This also means that a box without such a label will be considered as an unlicensed product. Even if that product is coming from a company who once signed a license contract, if the box does not have a label, U.S. Customs officers will that as an unlicensed product.
I see. All right. I see there's an administrative law judge with the ITC. His last name is Shaw. I guess there's no relation to Shaw Industries, right?
No, sir. As far as I know, no relationship at all with Shaw Industries, but I think we already have a new industry joke that Shaw ruled in favor of Mohawk. We know what to say, and next time we meet each other.
Yeah. All right, so this is a final decision?
Well, the decision still needs to be confirmed by the ITC Commission, and the ITC Commission, that's a political body within this ITC. Our lawyers, who have a broad experience in these matters, however, told us that we can be pretty confident that nothing will be changed in the order, seeing the convincing character of the order by the judge. Mm-hmm. This decision by the commission was planned in September, but also here our lawyers believe that it's not unlikely that it will come earlier, seeing the straightforwardness of the case. So maybe we have a commission order somewhere in summertime.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, most people in the business know that when it comes to intellectual properties in this flooring business, there are three big companies. There's Vilange, Unilin, and I4F. And I'm just curious how this Unilin decision will affect the customers who are aligned with Vilange and I4F.
Good question. Yeah, we have entered into agreements with Vilange and I4F, by which also they have the rights under these specific agreements, and of course under the conditions of those specific agreements, to also give a right to their individual licensees on the patents which are in this case. So, as I said, of course, all under certain conditions, and this L2C holographic labeling requirement is one of those conditions. So also their licensees will have to put those labels on, then they will also be protected according to the conditions of all our agreements before the U.S. Customs.
Okay, and you're recommending that the manufacturers contact you to find out how they're impacted by this? Is that correct?
Well, not only the manufacturers, but we also reach out to all distributors, importers, because we know that all these people, all these companies, they are experts in the flooring business, they are experts in trading and doing business, and this whole intellectual property business and patents and U.S. customs requirements, it can all be new and special and difficult for us. I must admit, it's sometimes even difficult for us, and it's all we do. So that's why we said, let's invite everybody to reach out to us, to ask questions, so that we can help them doing the right thing and to avoid issues later on with U.S. Customs and so on.
I see. Okay. All right, Bart, I appreciate you giving us an update on this and clarifying it. Some of this can be fairly confusing. Again, been talking to Bart Vanderstock, the Managing Director of Unilin's Technology Division, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.